Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. On the second weekend after Christmas, the Church in the United States celebrates the Feast of the Epiphany, this Sunday where we see that the three kings have arrived into the creche scene. This is a very familiar feast to all of us, and the story of the three kings, the star, the gifts, their very presence evokes many symbols, rich imagery, much to think about. But the name of this Sunday, Epiphany, is worth our consideration as well. And more than just a continuation of Christmas, more than a completion of this scene, the Epiphany is a significant event. The word itself means manifestation or showing. And if the birth of Jesus Christ at Christmas revealed to the world God's love for us, the Feast of the Epiphany manifests that revelation in a new way. It shows us what the Feast of Christmas made happen. Namely, that this is a cosmic event. That Christmas, more than a celebration for Christians, more than the birthday for this particular family, Christmas has turned the world upside down. And on this Feast of the Epiphany, that is manifest. It's shown forth in a whole new way. The psalm we prayed today, Lord, every nation on earth will adore you. Really? Every nation? Everyone acknowledge and adore the Christ? Yes. That's how disruptive the event of Christmas is. And we see that disruption in the readings today. If you were to take a missalette home with you, if you were to reread the readings given to us by the church today, you will see just how disturbing this epiphany is. The prophet Isaiah speaks of a light, he speaks of a star, he speaks of Bethlehem, but he also speaks of thick clouds and darkness. St. Matthew, in sharing the story, he uses the word greatly troubled to describe not only Herod, but all the people of Jerusalem. Why? Because a king has been born. And if you're the king, the presence of another king is disruptive. It's disturbing. And Matthew tells us that Herod was greatly disturbed. A few things on Herod. So much can be said about his history, his psychology. But Herod himself was what we would describe as a lifelong politician. Appointed governor of the area in 47 BC, he became king in 40. And he reigned for 40 years. He was, for the most part, a fair ruler. He was part Jew and part Edomite, which means that he lived in the south part of the Jewish territory. And it made him amenable to Rome, a peacekeeper, if you will. But as he grew old in life, as he grew older, he became more distrustful. He became more suspicious, especially of the people around him. There was an expression in the day that it was better to be Herod's pig than his son. And there was a play on words there because the word for pig in Greek is similar to the word for son. They said that because he had killed three of his sons. He killed his wife, his mother-in-law. And as we know, as a result of this day, the Epiphany, Herod was guilty of killing all the baby boys in Bethlehem from 2 years old down. That's how disturbing Herod is. That's how cosmic an event the Epiphany is. And we see it. We should be disturbed. What else do we see? We see in the gospel today these chief priests and the scribes. And interestingly enough, they're not too disturbed. Herod calls them in. They're the religious leaders. They know the prophecies. They know the word of God. And we hear that they're so fluent with it. They say, yes, a king is going to be born in Bethlehem. There will be a star. And they know all of this. And yet, as fluent as they are to the knowledge, they are not interested. They stay about their own affairs, in on themselves. These are the chief priests and the scribes, indifferent to the event. Finally, we see the Magi themselves. And the irony here is that they were the Gentiles. They were the foreigners. And yet they saw. And as we hear, they believed. They adored. They worshiped God. The Feast of the Epiphany manifests for us the entire theme of Jesus' life. And we see the tone. We see what he's going to face. Even now, those that hate him and want him for dead, those who are indifferent to him, those who worship and believe. The entire life of Jesus Christ will affect those responses. And our life will have one of those three responses as well. We can put up with the cliches that we hear about the Epiphany, the star, wise men still seek him. Or we can recognize the real invitation of this day, that your life and mine is invited to conversion. And we can pray for the grace to be converted. It's tradition on this day for the reading of the dates of the church year. The date for Ash Wednesday, the date for Easter, the date for Pentecost. Why? So that we can be formed by our calendar. So that we can allow this event to form how we live and our time and our days. But perhaps on this day, we can just give God permission to turn all of our hostility into hospitality, any of our indifference into love, and our worship into a life-changing reality. The last line of today's gospel, Matthew 2, it reads that they went home different. And they did. My friends, may we do the same in a world that needs difference, in a world that needs men and women who have encountered Christ and have been changed by him. God be with you.